WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We've got a great show for you today. Yeah, wow, that blew up. Everybody's here. Said we were listening to it on the preview. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk to Larry Zinn, who keeps growing his footprint. Where is he now? Well, the answer is Key West. Hear what's going on in Key West with Larry. Also, we're going to talk about what's going on with the hurricane season and how you prep your roof for hurricane season. We're going to talk about, is this the time for office to shine as the current real estate cycle continues to evolve? And we'll talk about new technology available on Wiki Realty. So take it away, Wanda. We got a fast-paced show. Wanda, take it away. Back after this with Larry. Wanda loves the king, and the king loves Wanda. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody. I want to make sure you remember that if you've got a loan and you need some cash, then you give me a call at 305-773-6300. What do you do when you have a special situation and you need a loan? You call me at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum, and we're the oldest private lender here in South Florida, one of the largest, too. We'll do residential and commercial. On the residential side, we'll make a loan to foreigners from overseas. In fact, we'll do that for commercial also. So if you're a realtor, you've got clients from Argentina, Venezuela, Russia, Europe, Asia. Doesn't matter. We can help. Chinese, hey, even somebody from North America, Canada, or the United States will help. Credit score under 700, under 600, I can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll go up to $15 million. We'll even do a construction loan. So if you've got a special situation, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, they're really starting it up on Facebook Live, waiting for the roofing guys to come on. It'll be a little bit of time. First, we're going to start off with Larry's in. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, as always, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Last time we were on, we talked about all the different nameplates you had, about the new opening up in Gainesville, but you kept one card close to the vest. Tell me a little bit about what happened.
Well, you know, at that time, Jim, we weren't really ready to announce. The deal wasn't done, and as you know, I'm sure you know, it's not done until it's done. But we acquired Toyota, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in Key West.
Well, you know, it sounds like some great nameplates. As soon as my wife saw that, she started to fall in love with the big Jeep. You know, you're going to have an arm wrestle with her between the Jeep and the Range Rover. How are you going to separate that stuff?
Well, you know, Jim, it's kind of a nice thing being able to have all those kinds of options. Right now, our range realistically starts in the teens and goes, depending on the type of vehicle that you want, way up into the hundreds of thousands in the Lamborghini store. So it's pretty great being able to have all these options, all these different nameplates. The ones that we've just acquired have some tremendous product. Realistically, 5 of the 10 best-selling vehicles in the United States are made up of those brands. And anytime you have one vehicle that's in the top 10 in the United States, you're usually in a good position. So this is something really exciting. Definitely brands that we've wanted to be a part of for a very long time. And it's very nice to bring Toyota into the fold as well, because that's how my family got its start.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely great, and it's a really terrific story how you guys got into Toyota. I believe it was your grandfather was the one that did that. Can you just give me a quick insight on that?
Well, my grandfather signed on for Toyota at the Miami Auto Show. I forget the year, but I believe in the mid-60s, and he was the only one to sign up because at the time, people really associated Japanese with junk. And, you know, they weren't familiar with what a Toyota was. It could have been a Toyota, a Nikon, or a Seiko, but regardless, it meant nothing.
Now, Larry, last time I saw you was with Abe and the rest of the guys. High five to all the guys up at the Lamborghini store. I've gone from the Lamborghini store where it's a $500,000 car, and I can't wait to get down to the Keys and see some of the cars down there and everything in between. Larry, what do you have coming up this summer? What's exciting from the nameplates that you represent? You got a fistful of them. They got to be bringing up some new cars this summer. What's going on?
Well, you know, as far as the newest brands that we've just acquired, Toyota's coming out with their new Camry, which looks beautiful, actually. I saw some pictures the other day and looking forward to hopefully being able to see it next week at a meeting that I'm going to. And then on the Land Rover side, we have the Velar, which is really one of the most anticipated vehicles I can remember in my experience, where, you know, people are really getting ready to beat down the doors for this thing. The new Range Rover Velar is absolutely stunning and is one of those cars that immediately is going to make everything else on the road look obsolete.
So are you taking reservations for that now? What's going on with that?
We are. We just started ordering those vehicles, and we are taking early reservations, and hopefully they'll start arriving around August.
So we're on radio, Larry, so paint a picture in my mind about the Velar. What's the Velar look like, and what does it do, and why is it such a hot model? I got both of the guys in here nodding their heads already. I think one of them even maybe one says he's got an eye out for that, it seems.
I would encourage you to Google it just so you could see what this thing looks like.
I'm doing it while we're talking.
Basically, it's going to slot in between the Evoque and the Range Rover Sport. The design is kind of as if it, you know, the Velar and the Sport had a baby that was ultra futuristic.
V-E-L-A-R.
And the name came from the original Range Rover concept because that was the badging on it, which meant to veil.
Okay.
As in, like to hide in plain sight.
So I'm looking at it, and it looks like it's going across from big to small. It looks like it's midsize, no?
It is. It is. It's not going to be a seven-seater or anything. It's five-seater, but it's going to be very car-like in its drive, have some really cool new technologies. Ultimately, the looks, I've had the privilege of seeing the vehicle in person, and it is absolutely stunning.
Okay, I'm waiting for it to boot up the images. What are some of the things that make it groundbreaking? What are some of the new technologies you've got in there?
Well, when you look at the interior, actually, you're going to have more electronics and digital items to basically, you have the option of having an entire center stack that's touchscreen.
Really?
Different from like what you would see in Tesla, where it's one big screen. This is actually as if the controls that you would normally touch are still present. However, they're digital. It's not like one screen where you're doing everything from, and then you have the manual switches. It's hard to describe, but
I saw the picture.
I'm absolutely in love with the look of the car.
It's very, very sleek. It looks terrific. It's very sexy. The guys in here are like pounding on their phones, looking at it and nodding. And I think I got a new customer.
And the pricing on the car is going to be right.
Well, listen, Josh, if you like that, you just give Larry a call. Go over there. I mean, you should meet Larry anyway. I mean, the two of you guys are, I think two peas in the pod. Dave, what do you think about that? You like that too, huh? Yeah, they like that. The guys here like that. So, Larry, what's anything else new coming out before the fall? Because we could talk about the fall in the fall. What else we got this summer?
Well, we also have the new Discovery coming from Land Rover.
That's right.
That's going to replace the LR4 and go back to the Discovery seven-seater with some other to be able to configure the seats inside the car from an application on your cell phone. Something that's also unique and new to the market, doesn't exist anywhere else. And I've had the...
Larry, you got squelched there. You want to say it again for us? Your cell phone went out.
I apologize. I said I've had the privilege of off-roading that car out in Arizona. And it's as good off-road as it is on-road for most people down here. I know that doesn't mean much, but if you're a Land Rover purist, you're always concerned that they're going to take away from the heritage by not having a car be as strong off-road as it was in the past. And this is as good, if not better, than anything that's ever been out there before. Off-road and on-road, the dynamics and the comfort are superior by a long margin to the previous model.
Well, I can't
so
wait.
They've really come a long way. More fuel efficient, lighter, stronger, safer.
Did you finish checking all the boxes? I mean, how many more boxes can there be, Larry?
If you give me some time, I can find some more boxes. But
right.
I'm driving and I'm doing all sorts of other things, making sure that I can,
That you can be an active participant, huh?
Yeah, I can. Exactly.
So listen, Larry, I want you to stay safe. If people want to find you, you've got a whole bunch of locations. You got Lamborghini and Broward off of Griffin. Tell me where the other stores are.
So we have a Land Rover South Dade store on South Dixie Highway down in South Miami past the falls. We have our main location on 441 between County Line and Ives Dairy Road. That's where you'll find Warren Henry Jaguar, Land Rover North Dade, and Warren Henry Infiniti. And we have Audi in Gainesville. And now in Key West, Toyota, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram.
Wow, that's just an awesome lineup, Larry. You know, we've only got a couple of minutes left. And when I went to Google the Key West store, about four different opportunities to be part of the Warren Henry family showed up. So it seems to me like you're giving a bunch of good career opportunities to people that live in the Keys, too, which is always a benefit because there's not a lot of good jobs down there.
Well, absolutely. It's really great. We plan on growing the operation. We've got some immediate needs down there, which I'm sure will be posted to our website shortly at warrenhenryauto.com. It's a nice thing to be able to bring our culture of customer service and basically our company culture and the way we like to work with our staff and our employees down to the Keys.
It's really terrific. I love going and being part of the Warren Henry family. I love going to the Supercar Saturdays because it gives me a chance to get up there and be part of the team and have lunch with everybody, which is really a nice kind of thing. The guys are smiling, but you know, he buys lunch up there. We have pizzas. We talk about the cars. I've actually, last time I was up there, I watched Larry and Abe and his team building a car. So, Larry, why don't we talk next time about how you build a Lamborghini? I think that'd be pretty cool, actually.
I would love to.
All right. Well, I'm writing that down. I'm writing that down. And the other thing is you got to get back to me with Courtney about which Marlins game we're going to the girls with. So remember to do that, too, while you're driving. Write all that down. I'm just kidding. Don't write that down.
You got it.
All right. Larry's in. My good friend Larry's in. The man at Warren Henry Automotive. Larry continues to build his empire of autos now from the farthest tip south to Gainesville. You cover the state, Larry. Check that out.
And not bad, right? It's pretty cool getting to go to all these places and spreading our footprint into some new areas.
Well, listen, Larry, I can't wait to drive with you, see the stores, go down to the Keys, go up to Gainesville, and really cover the state with you and Warren Henry Auto. Thank you, Larry, so much for being on the show. If people want to find you, how do they find out about Warren Henry's different nameplates?
Well, you can reach us at warrenhenryauto.com or on social media at Warren Henry Auto on all of the major social media platforms.
All right. Well, listen, high five to you, high five to the team, and I'll look forward to seeing you, if not beforehand, at Supercar Saturday. I hear Wanda giving me the music, so Larry, drive safe.
Hey, send my love to Vivian.
You Thanks, got Jim. It. Oh, my pleasure. We'll be back. Bye. We'll be talking about new hot trends in real estate with our friend Josh Procacci back after this. Stick with us. You're going to learn how to make money with Josh. That's right. He'll tell you. Wanda. All right, everybody, we're doing business here, Freedom Business. The guys are exchanging business cards, so stick with us. We're going to talk about office, retail, industrial, capitalization. We're going to talk about roofing and protecting your homes this summer, but we just talked to my good friend, Larry Zinn. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi. They've got all the good, cool nameplates in the Keys. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, where they come and pick you up and take you back. And you get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody. What happens when you need a loan and you can't get a good answer from the bank? You give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I know all the bankers, and I know how to get what you want from them. And if you can't, then I can help you with one of our private loans because we're one of South Florida's oldest and largest private lenders. What does that mean? That means we're creative, flexible, and responsive. You can call me today. I'll commit today. I'll close within a week. People in real estate know there's value with that. That's right. If you see a real estate opportunity and you've got a lot of cash and a couple of real estate properties, you want to take some cash out and put it into that new property, I can help. If you want to finance your client and you're a realtor and your client's from overseas, I can help. That's right. We love foreigners here at Spectrum Mortgage. Give us a call at 305-773-6300 and we'll help you capitalize your real estate transaction. Maybe you have a little bit of a credit problem. I'll bridge you. I'll get you a loan for a few years until your credit comes back. And then you can go out and get a beautiful, perfect loan. We can help you with that too. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you solve your real estate capital problems. And when you call me at 305-773-6300, do you know what happens? When you call me, it's all about you.
Enjoy Sunday Fun Day at the coolest spot in Miami. Marlins Park has got you covered with a retractable roof, AC, awesome city views, and family-friendly activities all around the ballpark. And when you pick up the Aquafina Family 4-Pack next Sunday, you'll load up the bases with the entire fam. With packages starting at just $84, you can get your hands on 4 tickets to a Marlins game, 4 Nathan's all-beef hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks or Aquafina waters. Visit marlins.com/Aquafina to purchase yours today. Let's play.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on again. We've got Josh Prakash. He's the founding partner and chief investment officer of IP Capital Partners. They buy all kinds of real estate all across the state of Florida. Josh got his start as a an analyst at Booz Allen.
Yep.
You're a smart dude. Very smart dude. And then you worked for L&R where they showed you how to buy value.
Absolutely.
Now you're doing that for yourself and your partners.
That's for sure. I got that fiduciary duty now.
Now tell me a little bit about what you're looking at and what you're seeing.
Sure. So IP Capital is a private equity investment and asset management company based in Boca Raton. My business partner and I started it in 2012, Jason Isaacson. And our focus is that we're buying value-add office and industrial mainly throughout the state of Florida, which is Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, and South Florida, Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade counties. We invest through our fund vehicles. They're fully discretionary, close-end vehicles. We're currently deploying Fund 2, which is a $60 million fund. With our GP sponsor focus, with the long-standing relationships that we do have on the LP side, when with modest leverage, we have about $550 to $600 million worth of buying power right now. So we're net buyers. We're looking for opportunities. And frankly, over the past 3.5 years, we've been very active. And starting tomorrow, I'll be hard on our 13th deal. And it'll be about $575 million worth of product that we already purchased. So if there's any opportunities out there, we're ready to buy.
Sounds to me like your best customer is the real estate broker.
Absolutely. In majority of certain circumstances, that's the lifeblood of our industry. So absolutely.
Yeah, that's why you were on the phone in the conference room with one of my favorite guys. I don't want to give him a shout out and out him, you know, because it's all secretive what you're doing until it closes.
Exactly.
But hey, high five to him, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Now, you're out there buying. You're buying office. You're buying industrial. It's real tough to get a bargain down here in South Florida because the value add is so well picked over. But I think that there's circumstances sometimes that create value add even where you don't see it. Somebody needs to liquidate, and then maybe there's some good opportunities upstate with some of the growth that's going on. What do you see as your favorite market?
Right now, I mean, what we've seen over the past 6 to 9 months is that on the buy and sell side in the capital markets, there was a disconnect between what we're seeing on the leasing environment and throughout our portfolio. So there was a little bit of price discovery. I think there was obviously the noise with the election, obviously rising interest rate environment. Core funds were taking a break dealing with redemptions. And so that actually reduced some of the competition out there for us. And that's more so on urban product. We were able to buy 110 Tower in downtown Fort Lauderdale, which was truly a market that we like. It's very tight. I actually live in Fort Lauderdale, so it's kind of a home base for us and happy to have a beachhead there. But on the urban front, what we've seen is that because of that pushback and because of that competition, that prices have come down where we can actually achieve our return hurdles for our value add profile, where we really never were able to do that just because of the influx of institutional capital looking there. And then also, of course, on the suburban front, that's always been our bread and butter focus. Kind of the Class B 80s vintage atrium style buildings. I think some of the differentiating factors are high parking ratios, because a lot of the users are getting very, very, very dense. And so parking ratios are huge, amenities, but really access to roads. Our Daytran Center asset in downtown Dadeland, with that transit-oriented nature, we see that being a forefront and the focus of investors, office clients, office users. And frankly, I mean, you're seeing all the infrastructure coming along with Brightline, the Wave downtown Fort Lauderdale. So it's really on the forefront of a lot of people's minds as well.
Wow, you're touching a lot of deals I worked on. I did the construction financing for the 110 Tower.
Well, there you go.
See that? High five on that. And and by day trend, I did the Tuscana where all your workers are going to live.
Gotcha.
So we got to sit there, we got to get together and figure out how we can exploit some of these vertically integrated activity centers that you're buying real estate in.
Absolutely.
That's very exciting stuff. And suburban. So you're getting good value in suburban. You know, a lot of people say that people, I never say the M word, so we'll talk about, and you're probably one of them.
I'm not. Oh, but good I know for what you. You're going to say.
Okay.
I call
it people under 40.
Well, then I am.
Okay,
I
so am, people yes. under 40, they like to live in these vertically integrated places, and they've always said that they're going to live only in urban downtowns and everything else. But I think we're seeing a demographic shift to the suburbs, so you're out in front doing what Gretzky says, skating to where the puck's going to be.
I mean, we try to be the contrarian. There's definitely value, definitely yield. When you look historically over the trends of urban prices versus suburban prices, the spread hasn't ever been any greater. It's at an historical spread right now. So we feel that, yes, if we can get into urban with a value-add play, we would absolutely love to do so. But we actually are feeling we're getting in great value, great going in yield, even at 65-75% vacancy or occupancy. So we like that. We like the trends, and obviously it's suburban or submarket focused and kind of location, location, location.
Sure. Somebody out in the suburbs still wants to be able to go out and get a fast lunch at a decent place. So now we talked a little bit about how you're raising your funds. Are your funds for institutional investors, or are they available to the general public?
So obviously they would be open to the public. Majority of our funds, I mean, we've closed fund two. Majority of our investors, one's the large fund of funds, and then really we have a slew of what I can call institutional family offices. We really focus in the family office space. The unique feature of our fund is that it's somewhat accretive. We're a GP sponsor fund, so all of the carried interest that comes in through the property level, that entire bucket comes to our investors. And so in a typical setting where you're in a fund, and I don't want to use other large fund investors, but typically there could be promote, double promote, there could be a lot of fees associated with it where we're buying the same deal, and ours is saying that we're going to buy a property level, we put in 10 to 20% equity, we get tremendous buying power because of our relationships and longstanding relationships with these LPs, and then also you get the benefit of that promote where the property will do a 20, we'll do a 30, and you'll get net of fees still above the property level for taking a little less risk. So it was very compelling during our fundraising.
Wow, that sounds like a great program. And when you continue to buy, you got a lot of stuff on the table you're going to try to close over the summer?
So I tell you, the first quarter was probably very, very slow for us. The last deal outside of this one that I'm actually going non-refundable tomorrow was in October. I think this has really been a trend across the board, similar to some of the other stuff that I've been alluding to, which was just the timing of the election, rising interest rates. But it's really something for us. We have dry powder. We really don't have a gun to our head to deploy. We're a smaller fund, so even though we have about $500 to $600 million of buying power, we're still doing 4 to 5 deals a year. It's more quality over quantity. We definitely have seen a pickup. I think it's been because of the choppiness and the turmoil on the macro level. It's something that we're actually seeing some good buying opportunities because now some of these properties have cleared.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show, talking about what you're seeing in the market. I hope you'll come back maybe towards the end of the year when you booked a couple more deals and
Absolutely.
Tell us what you think you're seeing in the market. I can't thank you enough for being part of this. And you know what I call a guy like you?
What's that?
A sharp real estate business person.
Well, I appreciate it coming from you. That's a definite compliment. So, and again, I'm happy to be here. So
it's my absolute pleasure. I know it wasn't easy coming down from Boca or wherever it was, but we got you in the conference room making calls. We're going to have Josh back at the end of the summer, maybe in the fourth quarter, talking about what's going on in the real estate market. Thanks so much, Josh. Stick with us. Our next guest we're going to have is going to talk about roofing and what to do to keep your property safe here in the summertime during hurricane season. Stick with us. Big Dave is up next. Wanda, rock me.
Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away.
Oh, there she is. Wanda's rocking the house as usual. Thank you so much for that, Wanda. And thanks to Josh. Josh, drive safe, man. All right. Now, when you're driving, you know what you got to be, and you got to be in a Warren Henry Auto. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, back to you.
I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody, what are you going to do if you need a loan? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum. We're one of the oldest private lenders in South Florida. And what does that mean? That means we're flexible and we're fast. You can give me a call today, I can commit today, and I can close in a week. Try that out with some of the big boys. The other thing is that we can be very helpful if you're an investor, you want to buy something, you've got some low leverage on some properties, you want to pull some cash out and buy that other opportunity you just saw, you need to act fast. What are you going to do? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got clients that are looking to close on a condo office, condo hotel, a home. I can help with all those product types, and I can help with all countries of origin. That's right, Brazil, Argentina. I got a call today with a guy from Argentina. Brazil, Argentina, Canada, Europe, we do all the European countries, Asia, China, we'll do China. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you. We'll do a loan up to $15 million. We'll do some construction deals. That's right. We've been at it for 30 plus years. Oh my gosh, I'm getting old. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Let me bring my experience to the table to help you, because when you call me at 305-773-6300, when you call me, it's all about you.
Enjoy Sunday Fun Day at the coolest spot in Miami. Marlins Park has got you covered with a retractable roof, AC, awesome city views, and family-friendly activities all around the ballpark. And when you pick up the Aquafina Family 4-Pack next Sunday, you'll load up the bases with the entire fam. With packages starting at just $84, you can get your hands on 4 tickets to a Marlins game, 4 Nathan's all-beef hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks or Aquafina waters. Visit marlins.com/Aquafina to purchase yours today. Let's play.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Southbound 95 before Sterling Road, crash off to the right shoulder. Delay starting back near State Road 84. Westbound on the Dolphin before the turnpike, crash had been blocking multiple lanes, still a left lane blocked. Other South Florida expressways accident free. That's your South Florida Traffic, a service of the Foundation for a Better Life.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Jennifer, this part's just for you. That's right, Jennifer. Big Dave is up now. We've got Dave McCaffrey. He is the vice president? I don't know.
Vice President of Business Development for Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing.
All right. Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing. It seems to me like summer just started.
That's funny. It is. We were just looking out the window and all the rain was pouring down.
That's a perfect day for a roofer, no?
Absolutely. So, they don't leak unless it's raining.
So let me ask you this. It's I own a bunch of commercial real estate. I got a bunch of roofs. So we just had Josh Procacci on. He owns 5 million square feet of commercial. What should somebody be doing today? It's only May. We got 2 more weeks till hurricane season starts. Most people procrastinate, so let's make believe it doesn't start till July 1st. What should people be doing right now?
They should be contacting somebody to do what they call a semi-annual inspection. Usually what we do before the beginning of hurricane season and then after hurricane season, you should have your roofs, especially on the commercial side, inspected. You want to make sure all the drains are freed up. You make sure you don't have debris on the roof. Trees grow on the roofs. Be surprised. You'll see some roofs that have a lot of vegetation on it that aren't actually green roofs. So it's very important to get everything up to date, up to speed, and cleared up and free, because the last thing you would want is to have any type of blockage of the drains in the roof system when we start getting a large amount of rains.
So, I've been here for a number of hurricanes, and I know that everybody's, really relaxed, then they freak out, and then the hurricane comes, it passes, and what's the first thing they want? They want the roofer. Correct. Now, how do they make sure they get you when they call you?
Basically, we have a program over at Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing. It's a preventative maintenance program, not just Biscayne, but a lot of commercial roofing contractors have it, where you sign up. It's a pre-maintenance agreement where we do come out twice a year. It's all scheduled. And then once you get in the maintenance program with us, you become a priority customer. Even with new roof systems, it's very important to get in the preventative maintenance program, because just like when you go out and buy a car, you buy a new car, don't mean you never have to change your oil filters or check the tires.
Look, I've walked up on a bunch of roofs right there. Just when I'm walking on the roof causes problems sometimes. And then other roofs, they last for a long time. There's all kinds of different roofs. What's the most problematic roof you guys work on?
Right now, I say the restaurant industry is one of the hardest roofs to keep maintained, because they have all the equipment on there. So there's people constantly going up for the grease machines, the air conditioning units, things like that. So whatever you have a roof that has a lot of traffic on it, they're the most vital.
And what is the roof system that you find to be the best? If you were going to have somebody come in today, they were going to get a new roof, what would you recommend that they go for?
Well, I'm a little bit of old school, and I believe in the build-up asphalt roof systems, but that seems to be a little bit of a dinosaur now.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe you said built-up roof system, but okay. So tell us a little bit about your background and experience. So first of all, thank you for your service. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into roofing and how you know all this technical stuff.
I grew up in Philadelphia. I went into the Marine
really?
Corps after graduation of high school. And it was kind of funny. I was in aviation when I was in the Marine Corps. And when I got out in 1980, our defense spending wasn't too strong. And a lot of guys were in the aviation working at different plants and services were getting, getting laid off. And being in the Marine Corps, there was a certain loyalty. My buddy's father had a roofing company. And he asked me if I wanted to make some quick cash while I was going back and forth deciding what I want to do. So after 35 years, I'm still in the business.
You're a roofing professional.
Yeah.
You're a roofing professional now. Where do you get some of the updated technologies? You go for retraining? How does that work?
We belong to different various associations. One of them is the National Roofing Contractors Association. They're pretty much a guru in the roofing industry. They keep us very abreast of our training, safety training. Safety is very important today in the roofing industry. It's really a big difference than it was 15, 20 years ago. Safety's first and foremost, probably with most of all your clients.
Well, now, let's get back to it, because we had a couple people probably that have tuned in since you started. What are things that people should be doing right now in May if they own commercial real estate about their roofs?
they should have somebody up there checking it, maintaining it, make sure the roof drains are cleared, opened up. And again, going back to the vegetation, trees that are overgrown the roof, got the trees cut back. Because the main thing that you don't want is the roofs to get blocked up, the drains to get blocked up, which would then cause a very heavy weight load on the roof, and it could almost distress the structure of the building.
So you do the roofs, you can repair the roofs, you do waterproofing too. You know, just a real quick, we only got a couple minutes left. Tell me one more time. It's after a hurricane. I need to get my roof done. How do I make sure that you guys are going to pick up the phone? Because you're going to be busy.
Well, that's why we have an 800 number. We also have satellite phones with designated numbers for clients, because there's been situations. I've been through a couple of the major hurricanes. I was down here in 1992 with Hurricane Andrew, and I was up here with Hurricane Wilma. So modern technology today, a lot of things are a lot more reachable. You know, we have a website. We have a, you can reach us through our website, which is www.biscayneroofing.com. And then our we have an 800 number, which is 888-440-7663, which spells roof.
Oh, my gosh, that's too cute. So where are you guys based? You're based in Davie. What part of the state do you cover?
We cover the entire state of Florida. We've been in business since 1965. Biscayne Roofing's a family-owned company. Ronnie Lang's the owner, and his father started it back in 1965, and still the same ownership. Then we haven't changed owners, and we have a very good reputation in South Florida and throughout the entire state.
So who's Jennifer?
Jennifer is just a fan.
Yeah, all right, we got that. All right, well, listen, now that we've got you there, I want to say hey to Rodrigo and the rest of the team, the folks that were listening. I want to thank you for coming in, Big D, and talking about how to keep people safe and dry during the summer hurricane season and during the regular part of the year, too.
It was absolutely my pleasure, Jim. Anytime you need me to come on, I'll come back on and maybe keep it abreast and start developing a little bit more preventative maintenance, because basically your roofs are out of sight or out of mind until they need us.
Yeah, 100%. If they need you and they want to get on that preferred customer list, what's the phone number?
It's 888-440-7663, which is roof.
Yeah, you went too fast. We got Jets fans that listen to this show.
Okay, we got to slow it down.
You slow it down just a little. Give it to me one more time.
888-440-7663, which spells roof.
All right, Big Dave McCaffrey, he's a VP over at Biscayne Roofing, and he not only brings you the roof, but he brings you a lot of fun, too. Dave, thanks for being on the show, man.
Absolute pleasure.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
All right, we're going to talk about real estate technology with our good friend Sanjay from WikiLeaks, so make sure you hang around for the final part of the show. Wanda, this is where I go, rock me, girl. Rocking now. Thank you, Wanda, for playing some of my most happy music, my favorite stuff. And you know what makes me really happy? After the show, I'm going to get into my Warren Henry Automotive Infinity. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, now in Key West. Can't bring me down, I said. Take me down.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Enjoy Sunday Fun Day at the coolest spot in Miami. Marlins Park has got you covered with a retractable roof, AC, awesome city views, and family-friendly activities all around the ballpark. And when you pick up the Aquafina Family 4-Pack next Sunday, you'll load up the bases with the entire fam. With packages starting at just $84, you can get your hands on 4 tickets to a Marlins game, 4 Nathan's all-beef hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks or Aquafina waters. Visit marlins.com/Aquafina to purchase yours today. Let's play.
Oh, man, I can't stop smiling. We've had a great show, great energy, great people. And you know what else is great energy? Great energy is what happens when you call me at 305-773-6300 and you say, Jim, I have a special situation. I need to get a loan. That's right. If you have a real estate loan, residential or commercial, and you need a loan that's a special situation, doesn't fit in the normal bank box, well, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got some foreign clients, people from overseas. We'll finance people from virtually every country out there, Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia, Brazil, Canada, China, Russia. We finance all of them. England, Germany, I said Canada. The United States. We'll finance somebody from the United States, too. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, we'll even finance a Jets fan. That's right. Jets fans. Even Jets fans. We'll finance you. That's right. If it's a deal up to $15 million, you call me. Why? Because we're creative. We're South Florida's oldest private lending firm. We can get creative. We can commit today. We can close in a week. If you need to take advantage of that opportunity, we're your financial source of choice. So give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
Well, we just got knocked off of Facebook because somebody just called 305-773-6300. So a high five. It really works, Wanda. All right. I got applause out of Wanda back there. Hey, Wanda, bring on Sanjay. Sanjay, how you doing?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I am doing great. Yeah, Sanjay, it has been a while, but I want to thank you so much for coming back and talking to us a little bit about technology. We've got Sanjay Kuttamanpour. He's the founder of Wiki Realty. Is that in Los Angeles?
We are based in Los Angeles, actually Santa Monica, if we want to get a little bit more granular.
But, oh, no, I want to get granular. I love Santa Monica. My buddies live out in Santa Monica. Great place to come. So, Sanjay, tell me a little bit about what's going on. I know that you've gotten some great technology things that you can do, like a 360 thing on there. So hit me. We got lots of realtors and real estate professionals that listen. So how can they make money today with Wiki Realty?
You know, that's great, Jim. I'm here with one of my team members, Mark Demers, as well. You know, I just thought we'd have a fun conversation between the three of us.
Awesome. So, hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing, Jim?
Just fine.
So we've come a long way since you and I met out on the golf course in Naples, Florida. And since then, we've talked about how real estate has changed. As you know, everybody can get listing data from anywhere, MLS, Zillow, Trulia. I mean, listing data isn't really where realtors can add value today. Realtors today need to create value for their clients by sharing lifestyle information. You know, folks, when they go out on showing tours with realtors, ask realtors a number of questions like, hey, where are the best kids parks in town? Where can I get the best cup of coffee? That's information that realtors have in their heads that now they're starting to share online. And what we do, Jim, is we help realtors and other real estate professionals get discovered online by the buyers. And let's talk about the millennials. As you know, the millennials are all online, and that's how they begin their shopping for real estate. So we help realtors build their brand around their specific areas of expertise in the neighborhoods where they practice and around the lifestyle topics that they are an expert in.
You know, it's really important because it's always been real estate. I've always said that people ask me what I do, and I say I'm in the real estate, the information arbitrage business. Now it's easy. Everybody's got the information. So now it's sort of a qualitative selection process. My gosh, what a bunch of big words and crazy concepts. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well,
Mark,
you know what?
Mark, I'm sorry, Mark. Dave was. I'm losing it here. It's the end of the show. I'm losing it. Mark, hit me.
No, you're exactly right. You know, today's home buyer cares much more about where they live and the lifestyle than the picture's price and data points. That's for sure. You know, you just gave my pitch back to me, Jim. I mean, it's a qualitative decision, right? I mean, that's how folks are picking their real estate professionals, because they want to know who knows the most about the areas that they're interested in. And, you know, we can talk about some of the great features we've added. A couple weekends ago, I shared with you that we have a new feature, the 360 VR feature. As you know, everybody's talking about 360 in real estate, virtual reality in real estate. But for the most part, it is not accessible to the everyday realtor because, quite honestly, it's too expensive. Hundreds, if not thousands of dollars are spent taking these, you know, 360 experiences of listings. But what we've done is we've given the realtors the power of 360 with their smartphone. Every realtor with their iPhone or Android device can take a panoramic photo and share it as 360 content on Wiki Realty now. So no extra cost, no expensive cameras. And, you know, let's talk about things beyond listings. Realtors are taking these 360 experiences of listings. What's more important is taking that experience outside of the listing. Go out to the neighborhood park, take a photo of that kids park and the folks using the park and share that as content around your listing. That's what consumers are looking for, Jim.
It is. You know, people want context today, and they want very deep and very rich context. I know that sounds kind of goofy. What does that really mean? That means people want to understand the place, and many of them haven't even been here. So by working with you, it gives them an opportunity to kind of immerse themselves in the neighborhood without ever leaving their home. My gosh, throw me a quarter for that one. Gee, that was good.
Yeah, that's 100% right. I mean, Mark's sitting here, he's smiling, because once again, you gave our pitch back to us, because that's what we do. We make you feel a part of the neighborhood before you actually move in. And, you know, listening to you talk about, you know, getting a loan or getting, you know, providing loans to international buyers. Think about the process that international buyers go through when they buy real estate. They have no idea about the nuances of the submarkets and little pockets and neighborhoods within Miami, right?
No, they trust their friend. They trust their friend.
Right. And many of those folks are remote. They have to make buying decisions remotely. But we now give these buyers, these international buyers, the ability to really understand the nuances of neighborhoods before even talking with anybody. And when they understand what neighborhood they want to live in, then they can hook up with the right real estate professional. And, you know, it's that very fact that, you know, led to a relationship with, you know, close to you, the Miami Association of Realtors. They understood at the time where you formed a partnership with them that, you know, they're getting a lot of international buyers, and their members, 40,000 and, you know, probably a little bit more than that at this point, are experts within little pockets of Miami. And how do they get out the nuances of those pockets? They saw Wiki Realty as a way for their realtor base, their member base, to connect with both local and international buyers.
Yeah, I know that they do a lot of international business. We finance a lot of their international clients. And to know that you're part of the ecosystem is really, really comforting. Sanjay, we've only got like 30 seconds left. Why don't you tell me one last good takeaway that people can have from our show today?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've discovered is that realtors are extremely busy. We know that. So we've made the process even more simple. On Wiki Realty now, you can actually select, we can help you with lifestyle content, get you started on the platform based on the neighborhoods that you work in. So you can go on Wiki Realty, pick content from a content library in the neighborhoods where you work, in the, you know, around the lifestyle topics that you're interested in, and with a push of a button, add that content to your profile. That content is getting indexed by the search engines, so you get found by people that are outside of your network. And at the same time, it's going to your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn pages, at the same time. So you stay in touch with your existing network. There isn't a more holistic solution out in the marketplace for the cost that we are offering it to our members. And in fact, with the Miami Association, if you're a Miami Association member out there, email me at sanjay@wikirealty.com, and I will tell you about offers for Miami Association members. But now, we put together these things at a fraction of the cost of what realtors are paying other service providers.
Sanjay, I want to thank you and Mark for being on the show. It seems to me like we ran out of time, and you've got to come back. Will you come back sooner than a couple of months, maybe in a few weeks?
How about tomorrow?
I love you, Sanjay. Hey, Mark, take that guy out for a beer. I want to thank everybody for being on the show. Of course, Sanjay and Mark from Wiki Realty, Big Dave from the Roofing Compass Came Roofing. I want to thank Josh Prakashi and, of course, my good friend Larry Zinn. But without you, our listeners, we wouldn't have a show. Thanks to our sponsors, Warner and Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Lauren's Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And again, thanks to you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet me at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps getting lots more hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, probably by tomorrow. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM Thursday at 6, where I'll be broadcasting live from the Urban Land Institute Florida Conference in Tampa. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, back to you.
From Templer and Hirsch. I'm an accident attorney that handles all accidents, including car accidents, wrongful death cases, motorcycles, boating.